One thing we don't do as humans very well is trusting in God. Now, we'll trust in ourselves. Matter of fact, we pride ourselves on being individual and self-sufficient. And, you know, maybe we'll trust in others. Maybe there'll be some other people that we will trust in. We trust in other things. You know, we might have possessions that we trust in until they become unreliable and no longer dependable and we get rid of them. We might trust in some organizations. There might be groups or organizations that we put our trust in, but not all of them. But one thing we do not do is we do not trust in God. We are not willing to place our trust in God. Our trust in God for what we need, that He will give us what we need, and our trust in God that He will guide us to what's best for us. Now, this trust in God that we should be emulating, but we're not, we can see in the gospel passage today with the apostles who were sent out two by two. They were sent out to preach the gospel, and our Lord gave them very strict instructions about what they were allowed to take. They were allowed to take the clothes that they were wearing. They were allowed to take sandals on their feet, and they were allowed to take a walking stick. But that was it. No money, no food, nothing else, just those things. Instead, they were to go completely trusting in God and to rely on the kindness of strangers to provide them food and housing and so on as they preached the gospel. And what was the result? Well, miracles were performed. The gospel was preached because they trusted in God. They trusted in God for everything they had, and God provided very richly for them. We too are called to trust in God because God truly wants what's best for us. And we need to trust that He's willing to give that to us. And not just that we might survive, but that we might truly thrive spiritually. You know, we might not have everything we want here on earth, but we will thrive spiritually if we trust in God. As St. Paul tells us, He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before Him. In love, He destined us for the adoption of Himself through Jesus Christ. We call God our Father because He truly is our Heavenly Father. We have been adopted by God as His sons and daughters through our Lord's death and resurrection, which we enter into through baptism. We enter into that adoption. We are adopted by God through our baptism. And like any good father, God wants what's truly best for us, even if we don't exactly see it or understand what God wants or why He wants it. The challenge for us as Christians is to trust in Him, trust what He is going to give us, instead of being rebellious like we desire to be, thinking that we know what's best for us. It's almost like teenagers, you know, those of you who are parents or and have had teenagers, or those of you who remember your own teenage years, know that rebellious phase that teenagers go through. And we might grow out of that phase with our parents. Not everyone does, but some of us did. But we don't always grow out of that phase with our Heavenly Father. We are still rebellious throughout our lives against our Heavenly Father. That's what we call sin. And admittedly, part of the reason why we don't want to trust in God with our whole lives is we're not always sure where He wants us to go. Because we may have to do something we don't want. We don't want to follow Him because we may not want what He wants us to do. We can see this, I think, in the first reading with the prophet Amos. You know, he says to the complaint that he shouldn't be prophesying where he is, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" You know, it sounded like he was satisfied with where he was at. Maybe not happy, but at least he was complacent. He was comfortable being a shepherd. And I guess I see that in my own life. When I look at my own vocational call, I feel like I can paraphrase the prophet Amos. And kind of, you know, to take this in a paraphrase, "I was no priest, nor have I belonged to a religious community. I was a computer server administrator and an engineer of networks. The Lord took me from the server room and said to me, 'Go serve as priest to my people, the body of Christ.'" You know, so I understand where the prophet Amos is coming from, because in many ways, my own walk with the Lord really mirrors his. To choose to trust in our Lord and to follow him, regardless of where it may take us, is not a comfortable choice. It really is not a comfortable choice in our lives because it requires sacrifice, sometimes great sacrifice, especially those things we hold dear in our lives we may have to give up. But when we do this sacrifice, when we make this choice, with that sacrifice for God comes his grace. It leads us to a joy that is beyond human emotion, beyond human expression. We really can't express what this joy is like that we will get when we trust in God completely. And when we make this choice to trust in God, we become true disciples of Christ. Not just baptized Christians, not just those who have gone through the motions of being Christian, but true disciples, true followers of Christ. And because of this, we then realize that each and every one of us has more that we are called to do. God is constantly calling us to go further and to do more in our parish, in our community, whether it is our town or area, whatever it happens to be. And I include myself in this. I very much have more than I need to be doing as a priest, as a Christian, to serve God and to trust in him more completely. This leads us to draw closer to Christ and then to go out and proclaim the gospel as the apostles did, as we see today again in the gospel. Now, it's important to realize that proclaiming the gospel is the primary role of each parish. And in fact, the entire Catholic Church, the entire Catholic Church primarily exists to follow our Lord's command to proclaim the gospel. And each part of the Catholic Church exists for that reason. So that includes even our local parishes. The purpose of the local parish is to go out and proclaim the gospel. As we see in St. Paul, God has a plan for the fullness of time to sum up all things in Christ in heaven and on earth. God wants to draw everything into Christ. He wants to make everybody a member of the body of Christ. To help God's plan, we truly do need to trust in him unconditionally, as the apostles did, completely unconditionally, with no strings attached. We are going to trust in God. Then realizing that he wants what's best for us so that we can serve him as true disciples in the world.